Nobody asked.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
This is the After Party with Big Party and Molly, where we overshare for entertainment and call it healing. Welcome to the After Party.
Welcome to the After Party. A little different. Thanks for supporting and listening to the show, both shows, actually, the Big Party show and this show. YouTube. Find us on YouTube. We need some subscribers over there. So we just got a message from someone wanting to know if we're going to, you know, be putting the video up on Spotify. We're working on that. We'll get it up there. But if you want to watch and, you know, kind of see what Molly's wearing, she's wearing a Party Crasher gear. By the way, speaking of Party Crasher gear, we are going to be adding tank tops.
Excellent.
You know, for the summer. It's summertime. And we'll look for some cool stuff. But there's all kinds of, there's baby clothes. There's, you know, shirts for everybody of all different
baby
types.
Baby Party Crashers. Let's get them going.
I'll tell you what. My niece has one.
Oh,
a
really?
Pink one. Yeah, she's 3 years old, and it's the most adorable shirt when she wears it. I think the baby clothes look cuter than the clothes that we wear. I don't know
baby
what it is.
Baby clothes are just, they're delicious.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah, and I'm going to be a granddad here in about...
a couple months.
A couple months. And I am strolling by the... the kids stuff. I went down to the diaper aisle at Target the other day. And I said, you know what? We're going to end up buying diapers anyway. So why don't we just buy them every time we come to the store? Because if you spend X amount of money at Target, I don't know how this works, but they have on there. If you spend, I think $40 or something, they'll give you like a $20 gift card.
Oh.
And I'm like, well, God, that's like $20 off of diapers. It might be even more. Spend $60 or something like that.
So,
but anyway, you still get a gift card. So that's what I was telling her. I was like, why don't we just do that? And then I keep walking by the kids' clothes, and for some reason I have a tough time purchasing that kind of stuff because I know that once they wear it, that'll be the end of that in about a month, you know. And so that's like,
they still need clothes.
I know. I was going to say, why
they can't
bother?
Just wear diapers.
why not just have? Well, sure they could. I think I did. That's probably all I wore was diapers for the longest time. But why not just save some money, buy four outfits, and leave it at that, and just rotate it. You know, I mean, let them wear one, then the next day so you can wear a different one. The next, you know what I mean? Instead of having so many outfits. You know,
they could go through four outfits in one day.
Okay.
You think you're messy? Imagine being a baby. You have no control over anything. Your mouth, your butt, your nose. I mean, they can be pretty. Like if you were like, you got to stay in this outfit. It's only one outfit per day. Like, okay, I think it's just as gross for you as it is for me. I've got poop up my back.
Oh, yeah. I never thought of that, I guess.
They're
but
not
anyway.
Like people. They're babies.
They're little tiny babies. Yeah, I need to buy some clothes then for them, I guess. But also there's like the Goodwill. I mean, why not just...
You could
save
go there
some
too.
Money there. There's a lot of, there's like this thrift world over there on, not that far from me.
Yeah.
And they have just tons and tons of baby books.
Sure.
They just got tons of stuff. But for some reason, people, I mean, why not just shop there? I don't, you know.
Let's you put could. These,
I'm, it's, I mean, are people worried that it's gross?
No, I mean, it's all washed. I mean, it'd be no different than somebody handing down. I mean, we had tons of hand-me-downs. And then when we were done with it, we handed it down. I mean, I have hand-me-downs from friends of mine that then I handed on to somebody else. You're talking like twice removed.
Okay.
So I mean, there are some things where you're like, I wanted it new. Like it's a Christmas outfit. But I had Christmas outfits where it's like, listen, the baby wore this dress for one day, and it was Christmas pictures with Santa. And then that was it. So here you go. Save yourself the $20-$50, whatever it costs to get the outfit and just have them. Mara had lots of
one-time
both Declan
things.
And Mara had lots of hand-me-down stuff. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I remember doing stuff like this and you know, the teenage years and stuff like that, where if there was like a dance or something like that, the girl mm-hmm. would go buy a dress that she's only going to go wear once, but leave the tag on and just return it the next day. You do ever do that stuff growing up?
No, we never did the tag. I never did the tag thing.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I mean, my mom would be like, we're buying it. Like, we're not bringing it back. Like, nope. Like, really? It's weird. Looks pretty worn. Like, uh-uh. Not by me. I haven't done that. But I've borrowed dresses.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, yeah. I've definitely been in situations where I'm like, I don't want to buy... Or I've loaned dresses. Like, I've got a lot of, I probably have about like 10 black tie dresses.
Okay.
You know, or dresses where you're like, it's a black tie event. Peter's wearing a tuxedo. You're going to wear. I've loaned those out before because I wear them like once a year. I mean, and then what? It's one of those things where it's like, well, you can't repeat.
People aren't going to remember what you wore. Unless they're stunning in it and, you know.
Kind of. I mean, like, the dress I wore last year is memorable.
Okay.
I wore a gold, like, I wore, like, basically, like, a full-length gold piece. I show up in that again. People are going to be like, "That's you looked like an Academy Award last year, and now you look like an Academy Award again." I'll be like, what? No, this? Brand new. Like, really? We have pictures from last year. You looked like a walking Reynolds Wrap commercial. You're like, huh? Well, I do not remember that at all.
So the baby clothes, though, if you're buying them for like Christmas pictures, why couldn't you just take it back, keep the tag on that? You know what I mean? Get the Christmas pictures, immediately just remove the outfit off of them so they don't drool or dribble on it or whatever they do, and then. Put it back in the Target bag and then just take it back there and say, hey, this was gifted to me and it doesn't fit right for Lil Mara. Save some money. I know that's being
dishonest.
Sketchy.
It's being super dishonest. Sketchy. It's dishonest and super sketchy. And best of luck making a baby not drool while they're...
Okay.
I mean... There's a
I'm
lot
learn a
that
lot.
Can go wrong. There's a lot that can go down
okay.
in that amount of time.
Well, I'm going to end up learning a whole lot soon. So anyway.
You're so funny about this stuff.
What? I've never had a child. What are you talking about?
No, not just a child. I'm saying like it's so funny how you're like trying to get around buying things for, I mean, they need stuff. They're babies.
I'm not saying I'm getting around it. I'm just saying I'm having issues buying clothes is what I have issues because of the fact that they go through it too fast. But as for toys and everything like that and diapers, yeah, hands down. But I don't understand why the baby just can't walk around the house in his diapers. Why he has to have clothes all the time.
God. Yeah, because you'd feel great walking around in your underwear all the time.
They don't know anything. They don't know.
Self-esteem starts at childhood.
Oh, it does. Oh, God. Did you see what the latest trend is with these teens right now? I don't want to
what
sound like a grumpy old man. It's, what are they calling it? It's tanfluencers. There's a new trend going on that's making a lot of people, you know, experts and stuff like very, very worried. Because it's laying out with no sunscreen mm-hmm. and using tanning oils and baby oil like we did. Now, I don't mm-hmm. know if you ever laid out
no.
when you were a teenager, but we did. That mm-hmm. was the thing. That's what everybody did. Well, it's back. And now you have these tanfluencers that these kids are watching, you know, getting tan and laying. And now they're following their lead. And then also there's an increase in tanning beds. People are going back to tanning beds. So these two girls on were being interviewed about it. And they're like, oh, and the mom's like, it's like a war trying to get them to wear sunscreen. So these are little girls, not they're young teenagers, right? And so they took them both to this like dermatologist that was able to put their face into this machine and see what kind of damage there is at a young age, because skin cancer, melanoma, all that stuff starts, and you're very successful, you know, you can get it at, in your teenage years, is that's where it starts. So that she showed these images on their face that was damage already at a young age.
Yeah.
And it was scary. It's like, oh my God. And then they said, your face is already aging. And these were young girls.
They're like, what? They're like,
yeah, you're going to be Leatherface if you keep doing this. It was weird to see that. And but then also I can relate, and I think everyone listening can too, if who tanned. I mean, we would lay out for the stupidest reasons and put baby oil on our skin. Now, our skin was soft, but oh my God, these kids were getting fried. Oh, fried. Yeah. So yeah, you need to make sure Mara doesn't fall into that. But she's fair skinned, right?
She's fair. And I mean, we just went through this whole thing. She's in Washington, D.C. for a school trip. And one of the things that I like wrote a note to the teacher was like, what's the sunscreen situation? Because they couldn't check bags. It was just carry-ons. And at that point, I couldn't find a carry-on size like spray, because the lotion, it's just hard, like with those little bottles, like it's for your face, but you can't do the whole body. And so that was one of the things. He's like, we'll buy some when we get there. And I was able to find like a little travel size, like spray sunscreen, but that's like one application.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not gonna, I mean, 3 ounces of sunscreen is not going to go very far on a full body.
No.
But I was worried about it because they're going to be outside a ton. And I'm like, you're going to get burned like nobody's business. Like, she's not a tan girl at all.
Yeah, that's a major, especially the way things are now with the, I don't know if the ozone is all that.
It feels like she's like, I don't do well when the UV is. I was like, you know what UV is? She's like, of course I do.
That's what the thing that they were saying, these girls, and this is what these teens are doing, they're looking up the UV levels on some app, maybe it's on the Weather Channel, and that's when they're determining when to go out. So she goes, yeah, the UVs yesterday were at 6, so we rushed home, and I mean, they're not even going out to go to the mall or stuff like that. If the UV is right to burn, they are going out to go burn.
Yeah.
That's insane. People don't do it. And one thing I do want to say, we just threw out all of our sunscreen. We threw it all out.
Okay.
We had so much sunscreen. It's insane. There's an expiration date.
Yes.
On sunscreen. It's about 3 years. And if it looks like it's separated, it's not right. You don't use it. So if you guys have sunscreen out there, I'm not trying to be a parent here, get rid of it. The last thing you want is any type of skin cancer. My father had it on the top of his head and it was awful. I've had friends that had to get stuff removed off of their face, and it's awful because what happens when they remove it, now the next step is, if you can afford it, is plastic surgery to fix it.
Yeah.
Those are all those things right there. But yeah, I didn't realize sunscreen was expired. And we have
it does expire. We usually go through it, but yeah, I mean, there'll be some stuff left over from last summer that'll get us started before. I just bought this year's batch of sunscreen.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, to get us kicked off and started. I need to be better about wearing it myself.
I'm not that great
about it.
Rylene wears it every day. Carly, my niece, she's a esthetician.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first thing she said to me. She goes, do you wear sunscreen? I'm like, no, I don't wear sunscreen. She goes, you should wear sunscreen every day. I go, well, I'm not outside in the sun. She goes, yeah, you are. You're out in the sun all the time. You're not, of course, you're not laying out,
right,
but you're walking around in the sun. And that's,
yes,
yeah. And she was very serious about it. And so Wylene's all over me. So she has some sunscreen she uses, but it's more like a sunscreen that is like makeup type stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know what,
yeah,
I mean? For girls, it's not, mm-hmm, like the stuff that smells good. There's just really no scent to it. So I've been kind of using that. But I don't mind the smell of sunscreen. I actually like it because when I smell sunscreen, it takes me to the beach. It really does. And it takes,
really,
me to Florida and all that stuff. I just love the smell. When we were just buying some at Target, Wylene uses Sun Bum.
Uh-huh.
Because it's, you know, it's good for her. That's what she needs. I can use whatever. It doesn't bother me on my skin. But I saw, Molly, they have scented sunscreen, they have strawberry, and they had banana.
Really?
Who the hell wants to walk around smelling like a banana on a beach?
You smell like a coconut. I mean, I'm just saying, it's not as if this is a scentless. I mean, you're like, all right, go ahead. I love strawberries. Why not? Well,
maybe I should have got it then. Maybe I'll go back and, you know, because people come
go
over
smell
and they
like
need sunscreen.
Strawberry.
Yeah, because the boys, they'll come over. They never have sunscreen. I should just give them that. Or go smell like a banana, Oliver.
He's like, thanks a lot. You could have bought a onesie with that.
Yeah. So, just be careful with the sunscreen, I guess, is all I'm saying.
I just don't like the way it feels on my skin. It
feels thick. It feels thick.
Even,
right,
the spray, like I don't. It's like a sensory thing for me. I just hate the way it feels. Like I'm.
How
just
about
like,
bug?
Bleh.
Are you the same way bug spray then?
Yes. I'm like, oh, if I don't have to wear bug spray, I'd be happy as a clam. But like, and then that's the thing is that I've got to shower like immediately. Like I can't wait to get it off. Bleh.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not. That doesn't bother me as much. It's just that when I get the sunscreen and if it gets wet and gets in my eye.
Then
that sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks. And it's not like you can just wash it out. You're in pain for a long time. But yeah, God, I can't believe we used to lay out like that with no, I'm surprised I don't have damage. Thank God I have the skin that my mother gave me.
Yes.
Cause my father was, German.
Very pale.
And yeah, he was German and some Irish as well. And I got lucky with that because my skin doesn't, it's like it, I don't know what you call it. It doesn't like it. It's like elastic. It goes back pretty good. You know, it doesn't, as I age, it doesn't, you know what I mean? Some people get skin and it's like,
yeah.
I'm not like that. Thank God. That's bad.
You're like, listen. I just have really amazing skin and not everybody does. Okay. Congratulations. Some of us just have the skin we have. I hate thinking about skin.
Why?
It's just
why
like
is it
so
gross?
Many things that, you know, like you just can go down that rabbit hole where you're like, I should have been better about this or I should have moisturized more or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you feel like sometimes it's just too late. It's like, it's never too late. You can still keep doing it.
Do you take peptides or collagen stuff?
I am out of collagen, but I just started, like, maybe I've been on it for like a month.
Okay. Yeah, because we do.
It's supposed to help.
Yeah, I don't even know what it does. I think it's good for your skin and your hair and stuff, mm-hmm, right? Is that what it is? Because that's the new thing. The new big thing is peptides and collagen. That's, mm-hmm, Everyone's doing it. So, yeah, I don't even know what that does. But I take it every day in a powder form.
See, I got the powder, and so that's maybe why I'm not. Before, I had gummies. And it was easy to travel with the gummies and take them like I would take them to work or whatever. And now that it's like a powder, I'm like,
Yeah,
like I got to pack it up or do whatever.
Because we take smoothies.
That makes it easier.
Yeah, we make smoothies every day. And, you know, It's good. We get that mixed frozen fruit from Costco or whatever, mm-hmm. the mixed berries. And then we put in kiwi. I get a kiwi. Do you ever eat kiwi?
Yeah,
that's
not
that's an
often.
Interesting fruit. That is an interesting fruit. And then also put avocado in it as well. And then we put the peptides. Makes it creamier. You can't taste the avocado, but that's just good for the good fats. You know, that's what I make at the Ugly Cup Cafe every day. And I throw some chia seeds in there. Yeah.
Got a lot going on at your house.
Sponsor the show so I can get out.
There's a lot going on. I feel like just a slug compared to all the activity.
Oh, we have tons of stuff. We have tons of stuff going on here. And if someone could sponsor the show, I could afford to leave.
Please. Give them a smoothie machine and have them talk about that.
Oh, gosh.
Do you have one of those Vitamixes?
Vitamix? It's a, I don't know what it's called. What is a Vitamix? It's
like the industrial strength. Like everybody loves them. They swear by them.
It's not a, no, I don't have a Vitamix. This is like a, I don't know what it's called. It's escaping my head right now. But it's an industrial type thing. Yeah, you just put it in there and you turn it and it has all these different settings. It's pretty pricey. Like a friend of mine was golfing the other day. He was telling me that he has one of those slushy machines.
Ooh.
At his house. I know. Talk about expensive. Yeah. He said making slushies is more of a, it's like an art to it. Because you have to have X amount of everything in there so the slushy comes out good. You know what? Otherwise, it could be too slushy.
Okay.
Too watery. All this different types of ways, you know, different ingredients that you put in at the same time can affect it. But I don't have a slushy machine. So I do have
yet.
A hot dog
The minute
machine.
You heard about it, you're like, wait a minute. Wylene's like, oh no.
I don't drink them enough. I don't drink them when
That's
I'm
That's only
out.
Because you don't have a machine.
I know. Could you imagine that? No. Every day would be a slushy. No, we don't want to do that.
No,
we don't want to do that at all. I'm having a hard enough time with the smoothies. All right, we got some no dumb questions. Where are they? Where are the dumb questions?
That's a dumb question to ask.
I know. All right, this is which one do I want to do? All right, this is from One Bowl Away From Snapping. Oh my God, I dated someone like that once. It would drive her nuts.
Yeah, in the sink.
For some reason. Uh-huh. The sink. It was the sink. But I don't leave. What drove that person crazy is that if I dump coffee in the sink and I would rinse it, if there was a drop of coffee on the side of the sink, she would flip out. It would be the push. Yeah.
That crazy. Relationship did such a number on you. You
oh my God!
It. Like you're like, and then there was that one time. I'm like, I know exactly what relationship you're talking about. It's
I don't know if you
one.
Do. I don't know if you do. You never know. It could be someone completely different. I haven't said the names to any of them.
I know, but I've lived through quite a few of them. I remember.
This one. No. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I need to know if this is a universal roommate thing or if I'm losing my mind. Why do roommates always just leave one dish in the sink? Like they'll clean everything except one random bowl, random spoon. Somehow it drives them crazier. If they had left the whole kitchen dirty,
it would have been better. Like, fine, just leave it all. But one,
yeah,
I know
one.
That I have done that. I occasionally do that. And it's because I'll have washed everything up. And then, like, you know, it's in the drying rack. I dry off my hands, do whatever. You turn around and you're like, oh, I forgot this one dish.
Yeah.
And I'll just set it in there. I'll be like, I'll do it the next time I'm doing a batch. Like, I just did a batch. So that's part of it for me. And every once in a while, Peter would be like, I mean, I'm like, oh my God, then if you feel that weird about it, do it. Like, we're married. Like, we're not roommates. Like, if it's that crazy for you, do the, it's like, I just don't understand.
Is it, does it drive Peter crazy?
The thing that drives Peter crazy is I leave cans of sparkling water all around the house.
Empty?
Mm.
I would try
to
be crazy.
Like, I'll put it somewhere and I'll forget, so then I'll open another one. And then I'll put that somewhere and I'll forget. So then there's just like these random cans around.
That would drive me insane.
Little hidey holes.
Yeah.
So he passive aggressively set them all on the dining room table one time. He's like, I found your water. Went out there. There were like three cans. Like, I was still drinking those. He's like,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well. Either finish them or put them in recycling. I'm like, okay. But I was totally shamed. I was like, you know, it's bad when like the boy, my son, is like, Mom, you have a problem. I was like, at two, Declan, at two. I cover for you. Cover for me. I don't know what you're talking about, Dad. She's perfect.
Ugh. That would drive me crazy, too. See, I grew up picking up always after myself because that's what how my mother brought us up.
Mm-hmm.
So I pick up everything. And then when I got older, I kind of realized, you know, because now I got older, lived by myself, lived with roommates and stuff like that. I just believe if you pick up everything as you go, that's mm-hmm. less cleaning later. Is what it is, just less cleaning later. But leaving just random stuff like that all over the place, I'd be picking up after you left and right. And I didn't ask you to. That'd drive me nuts, but I live there. You know?
That was the thing. You know, growing up, yes. Like growing up, we didn't leave things lying around. Like that was the quickest way to get scolded or what have you. You know, I mean, but then I lived on my own. And it's like, well, who am I cleaning up for? Me?
You. You feel good.
Who cares? Like, whatever. Like, okay, coffee mug's there. All right.
So you're a dirty person. That should say
I'm not dirty. I'm more just like, I'm kind of absent-minded that way. Like I said, like, I'll set stuff down and be like, where did I put that? And I'll look around and I'll be like, I don't know where it's at.
See, that's
different.
I'll
just open another one.
That's different.
That's me.
Okay.
That's my thing. And then, because I have all these different spots. And then I'll go back later and be like, oh, that water was in the studio. I just forgot that I went in
there. See, that's, all right, so that's different then. Because, yeah, that's 100% different. I'm talking about if you're leaving, literally drinking, and you're done or whatever, and now you're going upstairs to go to bed, and you just leave it sitting on the coffee table with a used napkin and maybe a paper plate that you've already eaten off of. Like, that would drive me absolutely bonkers. But then I always pick up, like Manuel and those guys. Now they're giving me constant grief because I made fun of them on the podcast for not picking up after themselves when I was joking. But now it's every
Were
time.
You though?
Every time. He was over not long ago, and then he was out by the pool, and you know, they just, and then Oliver, he was over, and when he got done eating, my first thing is like hosting. I'm like, hey, want me to go throw that away for you so they can continue to chill? And Oliver's now, I got it. I'll take care of it.
Like, we get it.
Manuel's like, I'll get it. Just leave it alone. You know? I'm like, okay, I'm just trying to make your visit that much more
They're like,
you know,
why don't
pleasant.
You stink and relax for 2 seconds? Mm-hmm. You're wound so tight.
No, it's not tight. It's just, I like to host like that. I remember one time I had a bunch of people over and we had a fire pit going, and I was making, what's those blue Hawaiians that Peter loved? Is that what those are called? I was making those, and I was making them nonstop. You know, as soon as somebody was done, I'm like, hey, you want another one? And so I was constantly making until someone finally said, why don't you just chill out? You drink and let us make you one. I'm like, I don't know, because I like to host. Anyway,
yeah, but that can also put guests on edge.
Why? Because I'm taking care of him. I'm like a waiter.
No, because you're hovering and it's like all this, like, are you done? You're like, should I be? Like, I don't know. What's the rush?
I'm not hovering. They're done. It's sitting right there. They're done with their drink. I look at it and go, you want another one? I want them to get wasted and have fun in front of the fire. That's not hovering. All right, here's a part two of this question. Why does everybody suddenly become blind to trash bags when they're full?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, that's everybody. That is me. That is everybody. I will take the garbage out, and that's my duty. I don't want Wylene doing it. I do it. If it's full to the rim and falling over, that's when I take it out.
Really?
Yeah, that's my thing right there. I mean, there's a garbage can outside that hasn't been taken out for weeks.
What? Gross.
Because it's not
full.
That
is just like
an
open invitation to rodents and all sorts of vermin.
I never thought of that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's my thing, is the garbage. I don't know why that is. I have no idea. Who takes out the garbage at your house? Does Declan do it, or?
Declan does it. That's his job.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Does he do good at it?
I mean, you'll have to tell him, be like, it's time to take out the trash. Sometimes he's proactive. And then trust me, you hear about it. He'd be like, see, I took out the trash. Nobody even asked me. I just did it. You're like, congratulations. It's like your one chore. Oh my God. Do you want a medal? Should I make you something special for dinner for doing the one thing? Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
He's learned now. He's like, I'm like, don't go showboating. I took out the trash. Nobody asked.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Yeah, but that's his deal.
Okay. Does Mara have a deal that she does?
Yeah, she unloads the dishwasher.
Okay.
That's her deal.
All right.
And that's another one where she's like, I unloaded the dishwasher. I'm like, okay. Great.
That's what I do. And I taught the boys this too, is that to try to keep the sink clean, because otherwise, I do it. So basically, now I'm going to shame someone in the house. Basically, yeah. To the boys growing up, I would say, hey, do me a favor. When you're done, just rinse it off or whatever and just put it in the dishwasher. It's right there.
Mm-hmm.
It's right there. It's just one quick move. And so I finally got him to do it, because I'm like, I'm tired of cleaning up and doing all your dishes. I don't want to be that person. That just sucks. I don't like picking up people's dirty dishes. You know what I mean?
I do know. Yes, absolutely. Well, I mean, the kids put their, I mean, that's the thing. They finish dinner. They clear their plates.
Put it right in
there.
Rinse
them off. They put them in the dishwasher. I'm like, I'm not your maid.
Yes. Well, Wylene, I can't get her to do it. And I don't, sometimes I say, can you just throw that in there? But then we used to have a sticker on it that would be like,
clean or dirty.
And I don't even know where that magnet went. It was a magnet. Maybe I need to find it again, because she'll always go, well, I thought it was full. The dishwasher.
You're like, did you like, open it?
Did you look?
Check?
Did you look?
Like, no.
So every day, I load that dishwasher from the night before. And I'm just as bad at it.
The night before?
For the day before, the whole day before.
You don't do it before you go to bed at night?
No, I do it in the morning, so there's something to do. So, again, sponsor the show so I can leave the house.
Don't leave dirty dishes in the sink overnight. Put them away before you go to bed.
I know. We just need to get back to the habit of, when you're done eating, put it in there. I mean, I remove all the dishes. You know, that's, again, my duty. Mm-hmm. That's my gig. But also loading it is my gig, and starting it is my gig. Mm-hmm. But I just, I'm shaming the sweet Wylene because she doesn't do it. But then now I'm thinking to myself, now I don't do it either all the time. Because maybe I'll just do my dishes from now on and see what she does.
These games we play. Seriously. What? Oh, are there dishes in the sink? Well, I know they're not mine because I've been doing my dishes. Yeah. She's like, okay, we want to play like this. We can play like this. Careful. It's a slippery slope. You'll start finding out real fast the stuff that you've let slide that drives her crazy. Yeah. She'd be like, okay, let's play this game. You're going to lose. Yeah.
Never mind. I'll just continue on with what my duties are.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, we got to wrap. I got to go do laundry.
You're like, I got laundry to do. The wife is going to be home. It's a whole thing.
Keep the no dumb questions coming. You can email us at bpscrasher@gmail.com. Have a safe day and do yourself good.